Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you're in time for another edition of Spiritual Perspectives. And we're going to continue to take a look at why we love. Why do we love? Is there one reason only? Are there maybe two reasons? Are there quite a few reasons as to why we love? One thing that's important is to remember how we love. And one of the things that we're told is that we are to let love be without dissimulation. That's the word that's used in the King James Version. Other versions will worded a little differently, means the same thing, but they'll use a word that we can more readily relate to, and that word is hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. I had mentioned when we first started on this topic that we'd be looking at how we love as well as why we love and other issues that deal with love. Let me focus for a minute or so on how we love. And again, making sure that our love is not mixed with hypocrisy. Very often, we'll find that there are so many people, a lot of churchgoers, who know that we're supposed to love. And so they say they love, even when they don't love. They're dishonest. We know that they don't truly love because in order for love to be biblical love, the love that the Lord Jesus demands of us, it has to be without hypocrisy. And here's the thing. When a person says, "I love you," but behind your back, fairly often, they're getting with other people to come up with ways to harm you, whether they're trying to ruin your reputation by slandering you, lying on you, trying to come up with anything negative that they can, whether it's true or whether it's false. And if they can come up with, well, you all know how liars are. Liars almost always, maybe we can say always, try to make the lie that they're telling sound as if it's the truth. That's what Satan does, and that's what people who live like Satan do. They lie, and they try to make their lie sound like it's the truth. And here's the thing. We might as well go ahead and face this. There are a lot of liars who successfully make their lies sound like the truth, especially when they're telling lies for the purpose of trying to ruin someone's reputation. And it's interesting that they can go to that same person and say, "I love you." They might say it 3-4 times a month. "I love you." And they're lying. Very often, isn't it interesting that they'll tell that lie in church, knowing that they've been taking steps to try to make life terrible for that person. And not because that person has ever done anything to them, not because that person has ever even tried to do anything to them, not that that person has ever even wanted to do anything evil to them, because of the darkness, the evil in their hearts. They've decided that they're going to do what they can to bring harm to this person, whether that means by preventing that person from being as successful as that person could be at what they're doing, whether that means trying to prevent that person from going anywhere with God's plan for them. Try to get fewer and fewer people to believe in that person, by lying on that person, slandering that person, gossiping with their friends about that person, gossiping with other people who are like-minded and like-hearted, have similar hearts and similar mindsets, to engage in evil acts, to try to hurt this person, and then say, I love you. That is love with hypocrisy, which is not true love. One of the things that we know about people who are like that, and let me tell you, this is not passing judgment, because if it's passing judgment, then God is wrong for having given us this information. He said, let love be without hypocrisy. And he has given us the ability to often see when the love is a hypocritical love, which means it is not a true love. And here's the thing. When those people don't truly love their brothers and sisters, they don't love God either. A lot of them will go on and on talking about how they love God. They love the Lord Jesus. He means more to them than anyone in the world. And it's interesting that, again, they can easily tell that lie in the church. We know they don't love God when they're continually doing things to try to harm other people. And especially, not only now, but especially when some of the people that they're trying to harm are Christians who they know to be sincere Christians, truly living a life pleasing to the Lord God. When they say they love God, they're lying. They're lying. If they are continually doing things, they set up situations where they can maybe be alone with someone, and they may be alone with that person for some length of time, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. And they deliberately engage the person in a debate, deliberately bringing up hot button issues that are designed to rub the other person the wrong way. And they bring up the topic and they get louder and louder and more aggressive as they discuss the issue. Very often, I just want to put you all on notice, the person who does that is deliberately trying to get you bent out of shape, because they're hoping that you will get out of character. And they're hoping that, in addition to trying to match the volume, that loud volume coming from their mouths, by you yelling louder than they are, they're hoping that you'll also start cursing. They're hoping that you'll get mad enough that you'll lose control and start cursing and saying all kinds of ugly things that would throw question on your character if other people were to hear you talk like that. Now, here's a question that I have for you. When that person is doing that and they're deliberately getting you bent out of shape, and you can best believe that is his goal. When they're deliberately getting you bent out of shape and they're deliberately pushing your buttons, they're deliberately getting you emotionally riled up, how do you know they're not recording the whole conversation, the entire event? How do you know that? And then the person who has done this will turn around and say, oh, brother, I sure love you. I love you so much. That's not true. And they'll turn around and say, I love God. Oh, how I love God. He means more to me than anyone in the world. Jesus saved my soul. He died for my sins. I appreciate him so much. I love him. I love him. And they're doing things on this earth to people they can see to try to ruin their reputation. They're doing things to try to get other people to think evil of saints of God. They don't love their brothers. The Bible talks about how we can use our tongues to commit murder. And the Bible lets us know. When we're doing that, we don't love that person we're trying to murder. So when they say they love us and they've tried to kill us with their tongues, they've tried to ruin our reputation so that they can destroy our influence, they don't love us. They're lying when they say they love us, and they're lying when they say they love God. Listen to 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 19. We love because he first loved us. That's one of the reasons we love. I've been saying that we're talking primarily, not only, but primarily about why we love. One of the reasons we love is because the Lord God first loved us. Again, verse 19. We love because, there's your why. We, because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. And that's what God says. Don't second guess God. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Now that's reality. That is truth. That comes from God. Don't need to second guess what God has said. No. No need to sit there and wonder, okay, wait a minute now. But this person said he does love God. So who am I to believe? This person who said very emphatically he does love God. Or do I believe God who says if the person hates his brother, he's a liar when he says I love God? How can he hate his brother and love God? He can't. God said he can't. So believe God. When it comes down to trying to decide whether a human being is lying or whether God is lying, you will never go wrong by concluding that the human being is lying. 1 John chapter 3. Beginning at verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Cain's actions were evil. His brother's, Abel's actions were righteous. So Cain hated Abel and murdered him. Do not be surprised, my brothers, verse 13 continues, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother. Now listen to what God is saying. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that person hates the other one when they're deliberately trying to do things to destroy the other one. And don't be taken in anymore by these lies that these people say, tell you when they say, you know what? I'm not talking about so-and-so. I just want to tell you this because we need to pray. And they have that little phony game like they're being so spiritual. They don't really need you to pray. They can pray themselves if they truly have faith. They can pray themselves about what they see. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin, a multitude of faults. So love, true biblical love, won't go out saying, hey, we need to pray, and use it as an excuse to start saying, to spilling the goods on someone else, especially when the goods are false goods, and trying to make it sound like they're the real deal. These are the true goods. No, love covers a multitude of faults. And so if what this person is pouring out to you is true, if it's really happening, if it is really the real deal, if they're so spiritual, why aren't they doing what the Bible says, covering that multitude of faults that probably does not truly need to be discussed with anyone? They may want to discuss it, but there's a big difference very often between a want and a need. They don't truly need to be discussing that. But if they truly have determined that prayer is necessary, if the situation needs to be discussed with God, why don't they do what God has admonished and cover the multitude of faults / sins and pray to God themselves? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's just be real. Very often, they're just trying to seem spiritual. They're playing on your intelligence. I'm just being real with you. They're playing on your intelligence so that they can have an excuse for pouring their filth into you. They have all this slander stored up in their hearts, all this dark, evil slander. They have all of this dark desire to muddy someone else's reputation, even if they have to lie to do it, and they want to pour their filth into you. Why would you allow them to do that? Yeah, a lot of people can be deemed weak in a lot of different ways. That is a way that we can see ourselves as being weak, when we allow someone else to pour their filth into us and contaminate us with their filth. 1 John 3:15. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. You're letting someone who has no eternal life in them, they have no connection with the Lord Jesus Christ, come to you and contaminate your spirit, contaminate your mind, contaminate your brain, your whole thought process about someone who may be very, very innocent of the dark charges being brought against them, and possibly cause you to pass judgment on someone who is innocent, and thereby you mess up your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why would you let that person do that to you?